Glory. Is everybody okay? Are you blessed? Are you highly flavored? Willing to do whatever it takes? Good. Turn to Exodus 35. Exodus 35. In verse 20, would you read it with me? And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing. And they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service and for the holy garments. Then they came both men and women, as many as had a willing heart, brought earrings and nose rings, rings and necklaces, all jewelry of gold, that is, every man who made an offering of gold to the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat's hair, red skins of rams and badger skins, brought them. Everyone who offered an offering of silver or bronze brought the Lord's offering. And everyone whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun of blue, purple, and scarlet and fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom spun yarn of goat's hair. The rulers brought onyx stones and the stones to be set in the ephod and the breastplate, and spices and oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a free will offering to the Lord. All the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work which the Lord, by the hand of Moses, had commanded to be done. Now, this is powerful. I'm not asking anybody to go home and start yarning goat's hair and stuff like that. But this is called a free will offering. And there's something more than just material as a free will offering. It is a free will offering was the gathering of material things and talents that people had to erect and establish the tabernacle of God. Free will is the freedom to choose. Everyone, freedom to choose. Now, a free will is the will to be free. In other words, you and I have a free will, but within us we have a will to be free, don't we? And in this will to be free, there's a difference of offering your will as a free offering or trying to hold on to your will. Are you listening? The price of freedom is an offering of your will to choose the things that please God, not self. It's called a free will offering. A what? Free will offering. Wow. Now, worldly free will is rebellion to Jesus, not willing to offer their will. But actually, there's a fear of losing their will. It's called false freedom. It's called what? False freedom. So they're actually offering their will to Satan because they're not willing to offer it to anyone, offering it to the Lord. So that means that they're only going to hold on to it and serve darkness. Is everybody okay? Remember, Satan's greatest weapon is deception and his power is fear. So in this, there is a free will offering. And I was speaking to the Lord today, I began to see so much in the area where, you know, we want to be right with God, but there's a price to be right with God. You know, you just can't go do your own thing. That's not a free will offering. That's what the world does. If it feels good, do it. But there's a free will offering that God accepts, and that's the offering of your will to Him. And the purpose of offering your will to Him is to erect the tabernacle of God. Now, in the Old Testament, they brought all kinds of materialism and things that have to increase. And not that we don't need finances to increase, amen. We need to get Bibles out and so forth. But you know what? What good is materialism and finances if the people aren't willing to do the will of God? Is everybody okay? So it's called a free will offering. A what? Free will offering. And God acknowledges a free will offering. How many times have you made a commitment? Don't raise your hands. And then you changed your mind. Well, because at one point, you were willing to do whatever it takes, and then you took back your will. So in this, there's an opportunity for daily for me and you to offer up our will to the Lord. It's called a free will offering. And its purpose is to maintain and erect the tabernacle of God and expand His kingdom. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. You know, the Old Testament is the shadow of things to come. And the Old Testament isn't done away with. It's being fulfilled. Now, Jesus fulfilled the laws and the ordinances of the Old Testament and the sacrifice. But there are still things that are still from the Old Testament were almost like rehearsed so that the body of Christ can be manifested and establish what was rehearsed. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, is everybody there? In verse 15. Would you read it with me? 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Be what? Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's powerful. The Lord knows those who are His. How does He know them? By a free will offering. Has everybody got it? Because when you are offering your will to Him, there's an exchange of your will for His. That's called a point of contact. It's called a what? Point of contact. In verse 20. But in a great house. Now the great house is associated with the kingdom of God. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some for honor and some for what? Dishonor. Now why are the ones for dishonor? Are they offering their will? No. Does everybody get it? Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue what? Righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and arrogant or ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate what? Strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to what? Do his will. Again. In the area that we are making a free will offering, in the area where you are offering your will. Now, your will is associated with yourself. And you are offering yourself, but you are offering the choice. In other words, you're saying, I know I have a free choice. I am offering up that choice to you, so that my choices are not of what I desire, not what I will, but what you will. Now, in this, if you are not offering up your will, if you are not offering up, and if you are not sensitive or conscious enough, hello, to maintain surrendered will, you will do the will of the devil. And in everything we do, one of the things that the enemy always wants to do is put dullness on us. He wants to entangle us in the affairs of the world so that we become dull and unsensitive to the things what God is trying to tell us. Do you know that as believers, there are boundaries set in our life? And the closer you get to the Lord, let me tell you something. There are things that you thought you could get away with, or you might have thought they were okay, and the closer you get to God, you realize that those things are no longer okay. What is he doing? Is he's increasing his will in you. Are you listening? Now, if you're not consistent and disciplined in that area, you will find that he will not release things because he can't trust us. He is not going to release something he can't trust you with. Amen. So many times people go out when God hasn't released something, they go out and get it themselves. And that's now that what they've done is actually taken away, they've surrendered the will of God for the will of self, and they go out and perform it or get it. Has everybody got it? Oh, Lord, I've been praying for this car forever. Okay, well, I've got some money. I think I'll just go put a down payment on it and make $2,000 a month car payment. And then people go around and say, oh, the Lord bless me. No, God did not bless you. What you did is you surrendered his will back to him for your will. And the enemy now puts you in bondage. Does everybody got it? But people go around and say, oh, the Lord bless me. Look at what I got. Praise God. Yeah, he gave me the down payment. Now I got to pay for the rest of my life. No, that's not my dad. There's no attachments. Hello. How is that going to expand the kingdom of God? Unless you're buying a bus. Hello? So there is that area where we must maintain that free will offering and be sensitive enough all the time. Not just, okay, you did it in the morning, great. What about the rest of the day? Go to Mark 14. The Lord knows those who are his by the free will offering. Now, let me share this with you. What you are truly offering is your birth will of the flesh. You are offering your birth will of the flesh for the birth will of the Spirit. In Mark 14. Mark 14 and verse 33. And Jesus said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. Okay, would that be doing God's will? Didn't he tell them to stay here and watch? Okay, cool. Stay here and watch for a while. Okay, no problem. Well, we'll see what happens. Let's go a little further. Is everybody all right? Where are you? Aren't you on 1433? All right. Well, let's go there then. Come on, I'm doing a will offering right now. Verse 33, are y'all ready yet now? Then he took Peter, James, and John. With him. And he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. And he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and what? Watch. Praise God. Isn't that what I said? Okay. And he went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what? What was he offering? A free will offering. Does everybody see this? See, so many times we take that so nonchalantly. Like, oh yeah, Lord, your will be done today. No. It's got to be a free will offering. You must do this willfully with a heart that is desired to truly not do your will. It's called a free will offering. You all right? Want to go a little further? Then he came and found them sleeping and said, Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing and the flesh is weak, or it's not willing. In other words, there's the will of the flesh and the will of the spirit, isn't there? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Romans 10. Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh isn't. You and I must be willing to offer self. The will of self. It is a free will offering. Romans chapter 10. And you know that during the day the enemy's going to try and he's going to attack you in some way. He's going to try and get you to stumble so that you go back onto your own understanding. So that you go back onto your will. And he's always going to try to hit you with fear. Fear is an area where people run back to their will. Well, this can't be God. I'm fearful. You know, you're just uncomfortable. Hello? You're just uncomfortable sometimes. But see, peace will surpass the understanding. Even though you may be attacked by fear, peace will always surpass the understanding. See, in your spirit, you will have a witness that you know you're doing the will of God, regardless of what the circumstances are. No matter what's going on. And it doesn't mean that things aren't going to happen in your life. How can things happen in my life? I'm doing the will of God. Hey, listen. Did anything happen to the disciples and apostles and men and women of God? Welcome to the earth, where stuff happens. Have you ever been betrayed? You've been lied to? Anybody steal anything from you? Hello? Stuff happens here. Why? Because people in this realm are still fighting to maintain that free will offering. If they're truly willing. So there's that constant arena where the enemy's always going to try to impress you or bribe you to exchange the will of God for the will of self. He always tells you, this is too hard. I can't do this. This can't be God. I don't feel comfortable. What am I doing that's wrong because I've got a cold? You know, people think that they're going to live perfectly and not catch a cold. Hello. Let me tell you something. The Lord told me one time, he said, Guy, you're going to be afflicted. I said, I'm going to be afflicted? He said, yes. I said, what do you want me to do? He says, I'm going to heal you. I said, okay. Well, let me tell you, I was afflicted. I was crawling on my hands and knees. I was so sick. And my wife put me in the other room. She didn't want to sleep with me. She said, I'll go pray. You go here. I mean, I was sick. I was so sick. I had a high temperature. I looked like I was all curled up. And she went to morning prayer the next morning, and they prayed. And I was still sick. And she kept saying, come on, I got to take you to the hospital. Your temperature has not gone down. And I said, no. The Lord said I would be afflicted and I would be healed. So another day went by and I'm still sick. She says, listen, your temperature is still too high and all of this and whatever. my wife being a nurse. And so I said, okay, listen, I'm not going to the hospital, but I'll go to a clinic. So my brothers in Christ came over, dressed me, and carried me to the car because I couldn't. I was too sick. They put me in the car. They drove me to the clinic. The doctor, they brought me right in, put me right in the room, sat me down. The doctor walks in to put the thermometer in my mouth. Before he did it, God healed me. Now, I'm telling you, I was going around with 103, 104 temperature, and by the time he put it in my mouth, I was totally normal because the Lord said he would heal me. Are you listening? Why? Listen, I don't know why he did it. Maybe to tell you that he heals. But I've had plenty of other experiences of healing. We could have done something else, Dad. But anyway, you know, all kinds of things have happened to me where I've been healed, and God still heals. But one of the things that the enemy always wants to do is take the will of God away that says he heals. God still heals. It's his will to heal us, no matter what. It's his will to deliver us. It's his will to free us. It's his will to prosper us. It's his will, not our will. But you got to cooperate with his will to get it. Okay, Romans 10, verse 1. Let's read it together. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be what? Saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they be in ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to what? Establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. In other words, they've not submitted to the will of God. They haven't truly given up that free will offering. Now they're trying to establish their own righteousness by their own works. Verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness for everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So everybody see that? For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Nevertheless, they were not willing to offer their will. They were seeking their own righteousness. So everybody got it? No submission. No what? Submission to his will. Matthew 10. Free will offering. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 32. Let's read it together. Therefore, whoever what? Confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. How can you deny him? Not do his will. Has everybody got it? Not doing his will. But I'm a believer. But the word believe means to follow. So if you're not doing his will, you're actually denying him. If you're not willfully offering up your will to him and doing his will, you are denying him. Has everybody got it? You are what? Denying him. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go a little further. In verse 34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a what? Sword, for I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will what? will what? Will find it. Very powerful. Denying Christ by not offering your will. Go to Matthew 16. You know, we're seeing so much happen now in this country. Not only in this country, but globally. And the things that are happening in this country and globally is a rising of demonic forces and evil. The Bible tells us that in the latter days, many will depart from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Why? Because they will exchange the will of God for the will of self. They will take back what they offer to God, usually because of fear, and try to in their own way because they're not willing to press through. And the Word says that we are in need of endurance. We are in need of endurance. And this endurance means that you're going to press through. You know, everybody in this room and everybody in the body of Christ is going through something. But thank God you're going through. Don't get stuck. So, you know, if you're consistent and disciplined, you will always get to the other side. You will go through. You cannot stop and justify and reason. You must continue on that path that God has set, no matter what. No matter what's in front of you, plow through it. You remember when Elijah was following Elijah? And in every place that he went to, the sons, what did they do? They came out and said, you know, your master's going to leave you. And what did he tell them? Be quiet. What were they trying to do? What was the enemy was trying to do was to convince him to stop following him. Because he knew that if he followed him all the way through, that there would be a promise. There would be a release of God's promise. See, so many times we quit. And we take back our will. And then when we change course to try to find another will. See, but God has a specific recipe. He's got a specific recipe. And in that specific recipe, there's something that he is making for you specifically. As long as you stay on that course. See, but so many times we try to take parts of that recipe and go another course and start making things ourselves. Has everybody got this? Now, it may have a form of godliness, and things might even turn out okay, but it doesn't mean it's God's will. Because the worst thing that we can do is be successful in the wrong assignment. The wrong assignment. In verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself. So how are you going to deny yourself? You're going to maintain a what? Free will offering. And take up his cross and follow me. So you must deny yourself. How are you going to do that? By maintaining a free will offering. You are going to offer your will. This is not a ritual type of thing. This is not something that is just done because you do it. This is something that is done by the heart. This is a desire that is more than anything. This is not just something that you're going to do like you normally get dressed every day as a routine. This is something that you do every single day because you desire to make that offering. And that offering is like from the altar. It is a sacrificial offering to God Almighty. And in hope that he will accept it. Hello. Has everybody got this? This is not just something nonchalant, common. This is something that it must be done out of a pure heart and a desire, a true willing desire. Lord, I don't want to do my will. I truly don't want to do my will. I want to offer you my will in exchange for yours. Praise God. Denying self is a free will offering of self. To exalt Christ, to deny Christ is to exalt self. And a will Now listen, to deny Christ is to exalt self and the will to be free to sin. See, people are looking for the will to be free to sin. Are you listening? So when you deny Christ, what's happening is there's a will and a desire now to sin, and it's fellowship with evil. That's why that must be maintained. Believe me, the enemy will always try to bribe you, no matter what. Is everybody okay? John 5. John chapter 5. In verse 37. You know, when the Spirit brought me to this, it was almost like something that he was saying. There's a difference of a clean will and an unclean will from his own children. It was like a blemish offering and a blemish free offering. And I began to see more and more as he began to express it to me in the area of a free will offering that has been such a common thing to us for so long, but it's not. It's a holy thing. It's holy. It comes as an offering to the Creator. This is not something common, and it's not. Let me tell you something. In this, there better be fear when we take it back. This is something that we offer to God Almighty, the one who created me and you, the one who holds the universe. A free will offering to Him. Not my will, Lord, but yours. You know, we do communion with it and we say it. But truly, is it a blemish-free offering? Or is there something attached to it? Well, Lord, I'll do your will if you do something for me. You know, while he was giving me this today and we began to discuss something, there was something I said. I said to him, I said, Lord, your word says, and I stepped back because I was about to say something about his promises. I said, your word says, and I sensed a rebuke. I said, forgive me. Forgive me for challenging you to your word. Far be it that I should challenge you to your word. If your word says it, I don't need to challenge you. Does everybody got it? And that's never happened to me before. And I was talking to him about something. I said, Lord, your word says. Your word says. And I stepped back and I said, forgive me for challenging you about your word. You know what your word says. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a time when you say, Lord, your word says. But then there's a time you don't challenge him to his word. And we must know that. Because there's times when we challenge him to his word that's offensive to him. Are you listening? Because if you truly have a relationship with him and your desire is to constantly make that will offering, you have a relationship with him. And you know what I said? I'm sorry, Lord. I don't need to challenge you to your word. I know you. And you know me. You love me and I love you. You gave your life for me and you got mine. So far be it that I should challenge you to the word. Did the disciples have a word to challenge God with? No. You know what they had? The Holy Spirit. You know, we've gotten so caught up in the arena of letter that it's actually sometimes with individuals, it's caused a lack of relationship instead of an increased relationship. Where we're not truly sensing what God is saying. And sometimes it's not words that he's saying. It's an impression he's giving. Just a wonderful impression that he's giving. And you know that you know that you know. You know you're supposed to do something. And your mind don't know what it is. You ever been there? you know, there's something I know I'm supposed to do. And I know it's like almost, I know I'm supposed to do something. So I don't know how I'm supposed to do it. I don't know when I'm supposed to do it, but I know I'm supposed to do something. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, going to the store and buying groceries or something like that. This is something that God is desiring you to do. And its purpose is to expand the kingdom. Its purpose is to bring you to another level. Its purpose is to bring healing to you, deliverance. Its purpose is to be a witness. There is that area where God begins to speak to us, not by words, but by impression. When I said this to him, when I basically challenged him to his word, and I was rebuked, it wasn't a word that rebuked me. I sensed it in my spirit because he was there. And I repented because far be it that I should challenge my father to his word when he's right there. Has everybody got it? Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. John 5, verse 37. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you because whom he sent him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. But you are not what? Willing to come to me that you may have life. Wow! Check that out. He said, you search the scriptures, think you have eternal life, but you're not willing to come to me to have it. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? In other words, they knew the scriptures, right? But they didn't truly believe, did they? They didn't follow. So they were looking for the scriptures to bring them salvation, but the scriptures were not bringing them salvation. He was. So he's saying, and that's why the Bible says the letter kills and the spirit brings life. So they thought they were all okay because they knew scripture. But they weren't willing to come to him and truly get salvation. Not willing to come. Not willing. So were they giving a free will offering? No. They were still holding on to their will. 1 John chapter 3. So when you start your prayer time tomorrow, I'm sure it will be a little bit different. 1 John chapter 3. In verse 1, let's read it together, please. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. How? Why isn't the world going to know you? Because you have offered up your free will. So now they're not going to know you anymore. You're different. In fact, they're going to hate you because you do not carry the will of the world. You carry the will of eternity. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. And he who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In other words, how can you practice righteousness without offering up your will? No. No. Does everybody got this? You cannot practice righteousness. You will try to play righteousness, but you can't practice it. Because it's not out of a pure heart. It's out of what people are. What will people think? I'm supposed to be a child of God. What will people think if I do this, if I do that? No, that's not what it's about. It's not about what will people think. It's about surrendering your truly will and do the will of God. It's not about what people think. It's about whether you're pleasing him or not. Practicing righteousness. So everybody got it? Now, if you're practicing righteousness, you're doing the will of God. You've offered your will, right? It's because you know if you're not offering your will, you can't practice righteousness. So if you're not offering your will and you can't practice righteousness, what are you going to practice? Unrighteousness. Now, if you're practicing unrighteousness, are you denying Christ? Yes. Do you see how that falls into place? Let's go to Isaiah 1. Isaiah 1. Born of God, praise God, maintain a free will offering to do the will of God. There is a platform of understanding. And in this platform of understanding, we talked about this, it is wisdom and revelation knowledge. A platform of understanding is wisdom and revelation knowledge. Are you with me? And we need to maintain that also, don't we? Because it will cause us to be sensitive in the area of always offering our will, no matter what. And there should be an area of such honor, respect. The fear of the Lord should be established and attached to that moment. It should not be just something done. There should be the fear of God in every choice that you make and I make. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 16. Would you read it with me, please? Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil from your doings from before my eyes, and cease to do evil. Learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, and plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are what? If you are what? Willing. And what? Obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So there's an area where you and I are doing a willful offering. We are willing. We have a desire to please God. And that's where obedience comes in. See, disobedience is an individual that is truly not offering their will. There isn't that free will offering to God. They may say it, but it's not out of the heart. Is everybody okay? James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Free will offering. In verse 13. Let's read it together. Verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Hello? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to what? Yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. In other words, there is that willing to yield. The Bible says, submit to God, then you can resist the devil. That means that free will offering. Making that free will offering in every area and every decision, always acknowledging this. Lord, I'm giving you, I don't know really what to do here, but I'm giving you my will. I don't want to make this decision. I don't want my desire. I don't want anything to influence my decision. I want it to be your decision. Has everybody got it? Go to Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 12. Let's read it, please. 2:12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. That word work means cooperate. Cooperate with him. Do all things without what? Complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. In other words, God works in us. Now, as you are cooperating, that word again, work means to cooperate with God. He says it is his will. In other words, he wills. What's he trying to do? He wills. He wills for you to offer your will. It is a free will offering. And he says it's his good pleasure. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Everybody okay? Are you getting this? So this is just not words, is it? It's just not words. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 26. Would you read it, please? If we sin willfully. Now, if you're going to sin willfully, what's just happened? You're taking the will of God and giving it back to him. And you're taking your will of self. Are you listening? I want you to see how dangerous this is. Where we can no longer make this a common thing. He says, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on a testimony of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me and my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. In other words, do not cast away the will of God. For you need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the what? Promise. After you have done the will of God, you receive the promise. Wow. After you have done the will of God, you receive the promise. Willfully sin. Those who remove the free will offering to God. Now, what they do is they take away now. When that has happened, a person no longer becomes a child of God, but a child of the devil. Denying Christ. Let me share something with you. This is called broken covenant here. When an individual dies in broken covenant, there is no covering. The result is hell. Because in true reality, it's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which is an unforgivable sin. To die in the will of the flesh, are you listening, is blasphemy. Do you got it? Why? Because who's bringing the truth to me and you? Who is bringing the will of God to me and you? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is. So he's bringing it to us. When we reject the will of God, and doesn't the Bible say God rejects the proud but gives grace to the humble? And grace is the plan of God. So we need to look at this much more clearer. Because we are no longer in the last days. We are in the last minutes. And there are many who are being taken out. And there are going to be many who thought that they were all right. And they're still doing their will and not the will of the Lord. Many. And it is time that we've become more sensitive to this area. What is the will of God? You know, so many say, well, what is the will of God? Well, the will of God, first of all, there is destiny, there is purpose, and there is calling. Has everybody got it? And the calling, your calling in the will of God, hello? Your calling in the will of God is to what? Anybody know? To what? Battle. You have been called to what? Battle. You have been called to battle. And your purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom. And your destiny is to infiltrate areas, because God will use talents, abilities that you have, so that you can get into places. Does everybody got it? And expose Satan's kingdom and rescue God's children. So you are called to battle. Your purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom, and your destiny is the ability that God has given you and talents to access marketplace. So everybody got it? And wherever God sends you. And I want to close at 1 Peter chapter 4. Free will offering. 1 Peter chapter 4. Remember, many came to Jesus and said, and the Lord said, many will come to me and say, Lord, I did this, I healed, I delivered, I cast out devils, I did this, 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 and this, and this, and whatever. And the Lord said, hold on a second. Hold on there, homie. You practice lawlessness. You are doing your will. You had a form of doing my will, but you were not doing my will. And you practice lawlessness, so depart from me because I don't know you. Even though you cast out devils, even though you laid hands on the sick, even though you preached my gospel, but there was an area where there was lack of relationship. Yes, I used you. I used you to rescue the people, but one day you would have to stand before me. See, never allow the enemy to think because he uses you that you're doing the will of God. Never allow the enemy to cause you to think just because God uses you that you're doing God's will. Because everybody will stand before him. That's where relationship is priority. True relationship. And in true relationship, there's a true free will offering. Where you don't, listen, you don't want to do your will. It is disgusting to you. It's dirty. It's unclean. You don't want to do your will. The only thing you want to do is his. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the what? Will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dispensation, but speaking evil of you. Well, they think it's strange that you no longer do those things. What are you, a holy roller? Amen. They will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the Gospels preach also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand, therefore be what? Serious in what? Watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for the love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone... Now let me share with you, the oracles of God is not, thus says the Lord. Don't get granola. Hello. God did not speak King James style. Okay. If anyone speaks, let him speak the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice in the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering. Why? Because you have surrendered your will. And you're doing his will. Listen, doing his will, you're going to suffer. There's going to be persecution. There's going to be attacks of the enemy. Does the enemy want you to do the will of God? No. Now, the enemy's always going to try to come to you and he tries to make it easy. Hey, here's the easy way. Come on. Hello? Here's the easy way. He wants you to go in the wide path, not the narrow path that's difficult. But rejoice in the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he's blasphemed, but on your part he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Free will offering. Amen. It isn't a common thing. It's a holy thing. And let's hold on to it. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let the seed that's been imparted in us tonight grow and bear fruit for your glory. As we offer our will to you in exchange for your will. Let this free will offering be brought to you, Father, blemish free. No attachments, totally yours. That your will be done in us and through us in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.